Being a Christian woman and walking in God's calling for our lives can be a difficult task. With the world and pop culture telling us to be one way, and the Bible saying another, you kind of end up feeling like an other. Well, you're not alone. Join me now and my friends as we navigate life in our 20s and 30s, while making sure we live out our faith, embrace our femininity, and looking cute. We discuss pop culture, life, careers, relationships, and so much more. Prepare to be entertained and educated. I know you're going to love it. Join our movement and embrace being another girl.
The views expressed on this podcast are our own and do not reflect our employers. Enjoy. You are listening to Those Are the Girls with Mallory and Friends. I'm Mallory.
And I'm Isabel.
And we are changing culture and bringing back traditional values.
Yes, welcome we are.
Back, Isabel.
Thank you so much, Mel.
So much has changed since you were last on. Any big news? Anything happened in your personal life?
I'm just kidding.
What a reveal. No. Like, oh my goodness, to get that exclusive. Oh my goodness. Like, you know,
right?
When it's time, remember me.
You're like, wait a second, I wasn't ready for that. Why do I feel like a celebrity? You know, like celebrities, you know, they go, take their one news channel to like give them news. Anyways, no guys, unfortunately, I mean, not unfortunately. Anyways, let me just start all over. Hello, I have missed y'all. I have missed you, Mal. No big news. I mean, life is lifing. I did turn 30 a few months ago. So that was, I guess that's a big accomplishment. Thank you, Lord, for keeping me and, you know, letting me see 30. So that was fun. So yeah, I did my 30th. I was kind of super just busy month of February. January was like slow. February was like my birthday. So I was planning, I did a girls brunch and then my parents threw me a birthday party. And then March was just kind of like getting back into the groove of things. My first video went viral finally after like years of being in social media.
Please remember this podcast, girl, of course
you guys, you know, this is where I got my first big break.
Yeah, no, please, like, remember it and like you know, just
you're like, but don't forget, seriously.
Yeah, like, please. No, I know it. We're laughing, but like, remember me. No, too, that's funny, cool.
Yes, my first video went viral, and literally, I think right now it's like 1.5 million views, and I'm like, are you freaking serious? It's funny because my boyfriend's hand is in the video, and I'm like, look, babe, we're famous, and he's just like, what? Like, it's also kind of cool because I feel like a lot of people, especially like if you have someone in your life that's like, not anti-social media, but they're just not really active, it's kind of cool to be like, you know? So he's like, oh, wow, like. He's like, are you going to be able to do it again? I'm like, I'm going to try, but you know, we're famous. So just all you need to know. but anyway, so yeah, that was pretty cool actually. And then, yeah, just pretty much been hanging out with the family, my nieces and nephews. Obviously we just had Easter. So yeah, pretty cool stuff. What about you?
Cool. Yeah, I guess I haven't really done any life updates recently on the pod. I can't really think of anything. I'm redoing the jewelry store. Like,
love that.
I feel like I've technically had this jewelry store since like the fifth grade. But you know, when you're younger, you're kind of like, here, in class, buy this ring. So like, I've been doing this thing for years.
You're hustling.
Because I actually, in one of my friends' group chats, we were talking about, so I'm going to be a vendor at an event. I guess I should say it is actually going to be, I'm a vendor for the jewelry store, not the podcast, but I will be having invitations to the tea party at the table. You know, sometimes you got to cross brand. So Matthews United Methodist Church is having a women's entrepreneurship brunch. So even if you don't own a business, but if you're a content creator as well, I think something in this for Christian women. So I think it'll be really good. There's going to be a speaker and everything. So anyway, so I told some of my friends, I was like, hey, are any of you guys interested? We don't really talk about entrepreneurship. And they're all like, no, like, I have no desire for that. And I'm like, okay, well, this is my desire my entire life. Working for someone else, like, Right. Or not even. Yeah. I'm just like, this is how we're different. Because, like, working for someone else, like, drains my soul. Yeah. And you guys enjoy it. Can't relate. Like, that's just not how I work. But anyway, so yeah. I'm doing the jewelry store. I guess that's, like, the biggest thing. Working more with a podcast. As you guys know, it's shifted a little bit because it's back to literally just me. And I'm trying to bring in as many people as possible. Because I really do, like, having guests.
And your stuff, like, is really cute. I'm so excited to get my stuff, by the way. No, like, genuinely. I'm like, I want the... It's the big accessories. It's giving.
Yeah. So I love it. I'm so excited. And then some of the stuff that Isabel is going to be modeling soon, we haven't released. I'm saying we. It's literally just me, everybody.
I say that all the time. Because we are... I was going to say manifesting, but, you know, we're speaking into existence. Okay, yes. Girl? We are entrepreneurs. We are those girls. Those other girls. Okay? Yes. You kind of did that? Okay. Hire me.
Yes. And, you know, if I had the money, I would. If I had the money, I would. And that leads me to, if you want to join the Patreon, I'm just joking. Well, no, like, I'm serious. Join the Patreon. So with the podcast, I've been working on some things, and I really want to have more guests and, like, pulling that and everything. If you guys are listening, you're like, you know what, I kind of want to do a TCAP with you, let me know. Like, I want to do TCAPs with people. I also can see in the analytics you guys want me to do TCAPs with people. So. That's fine. That's, you know,
you're,
that's okay.
You're like, you're not hurting. And honestly, I literally invite myself most of the time.
No, and I love it.
And I'm like, hey, Mal, like, what's up, girl? I haven't been on your podcast.
No, I love it. Like, if we can...
I've been catching myself, huh?
No, go ahead.
I know, I was just saying, like, I've been catching myself, like, talking to myself a lot. I'm like, I think it's time for an episode, because I have a lot of thoughts. Yeah. So yeah, I'm just like,
if you want to keep coming on more, like, we can try to coordinate... I will say, like, Isabel is a queen. She is busy content. No, literally, she's, like, doing so much. So sometimes our schedules are kind of like, whoosh, but, like, I really do want to do more. Anyway, that's all that's going
on. We just have a good time. Thank you.
Yeah. And I will say.
See, this is why you're my friend. I just feel so refreshed when I'm with you. Tell me how beautiful and great I am.
I mean, it's the truth. Like, I'm being honest. Another thing is, like, problem we have is, like, we decided to do our catch up. Well, it is kind of quote unquote problem. We decided to
record. Going to the couple therapy.
Well, I'm just saying, like, we were starting to record our catch up because, like, if we caught up before we recorded, it'd be like an hour.
Literally.
And we hadn't even started the podcast. And that's just something that we're working on. Anyway.
Exactly. But today we're doing good. We're doing good, sis. We got this.
Yeah, we've done good. It's just been 6 minutes that we've caught up. I'm trying to think of anything else.
I feel like I always tell you updates, like, on via phone or text or audio, but I'm just like, wait, what's going on? Like, what happened?
Right.
But
she, like, write down, like, okay, so what has happened in my life that I haven't told you?
Literally.
But it's funny because, like, I feel like I've told you pretty much everything. I can't think of anything else.
I feel like there's been a lot of pop culture moments that have happened. Like, we were like, oh my gosh, girl, yes, I saw that. Or like, oh my God, yes. And then we'll have thoughts about it. But I'm just like, I'm going blank. But it's also like, it's also pretty late in the evening. It's like 6 p.m. my time. It's what, like, almost 8 o'clock your time?
Yeah. And, you know, that's late for me, girly. Ooh. That's late 8. Oh my, it's almost time for bed.
And, you know, working full time and then honestly, I do admire you, Mal. Like, I really have to say that. And I know you're the host, so I'm going to give you the kudos because, like, you literally do the most. And I mean, you're running your own, like, you're doing your podcast and you're trying to get guests. Like, obviously, that takes time to just even go back and forth, try to, you know, handle the schedules and stuff. And then I know I'm a diva to work. No, I'm just kidding. Oh my God, speaking of diva, we have to talk about J-Lo. Have you seen the TikToks about her? Girl.
Okay.
Wait.
You go first.
No, I was going to say remind me. But no, I just wanted to give you kudos because I feel like you do so much. Like, literally, guys, every time I text Mel or, like, calling you, like, you're like, girl, I'm at work or I'm doing this or I'm doing that. Like, it's like straight to business, honey. She didn't go time to play, okay? So if you want to date Mel, you better get on her schedule. Trying to be a matchmaker, but seriously, I'm so proud of you, and you're doing amazing things. You're doing amazing, sweetie. And Kris Jenner,
thank you. I love you so much.
Of course, queen. And I always have so much fun coming to your podcast. Like, seriously. And I wish, I need to make an effort to come on here more, especially now that I'm doing social media full time. I guess I should say that. So, yes, the secret is out. I am doing full-time content creation. But anyways, but yeah, I'm so proud of you. And hopefully I can keep coming on and we can just talk and have a good time.
Yeah.
And people can follow us and make, you know, that's it.
And we can go viral and go tour and like everybody can laugh, but you know that's for the future. Okay, so let's talk quickly about J-Lo. Explain, because like I've heard a bajillion, but like I've listened to a couple podcasts talk about it, so I'll explain for those that don't know really quick. This is what's going on with J-Lo. She created a movie about her life that's also an album. No company would buy it. So she said, I'll do it myself. And she produced it. It has been terrible ratings. I haven't seen it. We should see it and review it. We should see it in
trailer because of the TikTok people. I swear, TikTok is like my newscast. Not newscast, news channel.
Network, yeah. No, literally. Okay, so I saw the trailer too, and I was like, I don't understand the plot. The plot doesn't fit.
My ADHD brain was like trying to figure out, like, girl, a mess. I was just laughing at the comments. The comments kill me.
What are some of the stuff you saw?
It was just like, they're like, stop saying she's from, like, Jenny is not from the block. I don't even know. I can't even remember, but they were just so funny. They're like, no one loves J-Lo. Like, J-Lo loves J-Lo. I'm like,
yeah.
And have you seen that video where with the hair? She's like, I'm a girl from the Bronx. She's like, I'm just a little girl. I'm like, not a little girl. Like, what? And apparently her husband. I'm like, what the heck? Girl, I was dead. I was laughing at the comments. I was like, not little girl. And she just, and then there was a video of her saying, what was she saying? Oh, she was telling this guy, she goes back to the Bronx or wherever she was from. And then she's like, I'm Jennifer Lopez. Like, she tells this like random guy, and the guy's like, who? She's like, Jennifer Lopez. I'm laughing because I'm like every time I talk about myself or something, like, it reminds me of J-Lo. I'm like, I need to have that confidence.
No, well, two things I was gonna say. First of all, why on earth would you keep that clip? I wouldn't have put it in there. And then number two, like, you know, I have a hot take. Though it be crazy, though it be a waste of money, she's real for that. Like, good for her.
Like, no, seriously.
And she said she was going to do it. It's been a failure, but she did it, you know? Like,
and honestly, everyone's just like, and I'm not being mean. I just think it's funny.
Oh, no, it's
like,
hilarious. Whatever.
And also, it's like, okay, first of all, like, and then J-Lo, what is she? They're like, she just needs to stop making documentaries. I'm just like, but I also think, like, my voice cracked. I also think, like, it's the timing of it all. I feel like because of inflation and the economy and everything, it's just like people are just so fed up with celebrities. Like,
yeah.
I can't even pay my light bill and I'm supposed to watch your documentary about how rich you are. Like,
right.
It's a little tone deaf, which again, I don't really care either way. It doesn't affect me, but it's just funny to like get on the comment. I'm there for the comments and the and eating popcorn and like reading off comments. But am I going to comment? No.
It's
just funny.
It's so really funny. It's so funny. She loves herself. And you know what?
And like, honestly, she doesn't care. She's sleeping good at night. Yeah. Like, she's fine.
Oh, 100%. Honestly, us talking about it probably helps her because the more we talk about it, I am kind of interested to see it just to say, like, I saw this thing. So, I mean, we're helping her. I mean, we're kind of her PR team right now, if you know.
Exactly.
So,
and then back to the really quick, the Selena, my sister was telling me, and I don't know how accurate this is, but my sister was telling me, that in like the Selena movie, right? She was like, yeah, like other celebrities, like, you know, Latina, you know, celebrities at the time were being asked to do the movie Selena. Like, I think Salma Hayek. I don't know.
Whoa, she's good.
Don't take my word for this, guys. Okay. But like, apparently, that's what my sister told me. And the Salma Hayek was like, no, like she declined because she was like, I don't want to be basically famous or have my career take off because of someone that passed away or like a celebrity that basically making myself famous from someone's death. But like, obviously, J-Lo was like, psych, give me the mic, I'm ready to go. Like, she obviously took that opportunity, which kind of sucks because I feel like there's no winning with that. Because
no, I don't think that's wrong. I think she's okay with what she did. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't know. But at the same time, like, I started thinking, like, I feel like there's no winning because if Jennifer did that and she didn't become famous, she would have been like, okay, whatever. No one would have said anything. But because she did that, she'll always be known as that girl, you know? Like, yeah. I don't know if I would have done it, but, like, I guess her, even if she didn't do it with those, who knows her intentions, but even if she didn't do it, it's like almost everyone's gonna think that she did, you know? She's yeah. just like,
she well, can't also, win. The thing age. Is, I will say, I also feel like if you do, if it's a good documentary and you do it well, you can spin it as like it's a, you're paying like, not homage, that's not the right word. Is homage the right word? You're paying, like...
I don't know.
You're respecting the artist yeah. that has died. If you do it right. Now, there's people who've done terrible documentaries and, like, wow, you basically spit on their grave. But, like, I think that if it was done right... So, I haven't seen the Selena movie, but, like, I've seen clips. Cause it's oh, okay, pop you culture. Haven't? Okay, no. I haven't Girl, seen the movie, but like, I've seen clips.
That was, like, literally my childhood. I came really? Out the womb, like, watching that movie. Well, not really, because I was one when Selena died. So, okay. that was, like,
I know the story because it's, age. Like, true crime, but, you know.
Not true crime. Anyways,
I hate to say it, but, yeah, anyway, like, now we're taking a dark turn. So, back to Loving and Light.
back to me. I'm kidding.
The next thing, okay, so... One of the things that I wanted us to like talk about since we're chatting is like I think we get great advice. I mean, that's just my personal Period. Opinion. So yes, you're 30 now, which is great. I'm going to be joining you in November.
Yes, ma'am. Come join the club. It's not scary. It doesn't hurt.
Okay.
Have you seen that meme? I ever posted it on my birthday because I swear I got so emotional leading up. But anyways, it was yeah. a meme. It was like, I'm scared to turn oh my God, this tongue twister. I'm scared to turn 30. Does it hurt? I'm just laughing so hard. But seriously, like I really thought something crazy was going to happen. The world was going to end or something. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like this is actually feels pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
It's so weird because like I feel like I didn't feel this way. Years ago, but I like lately, which you know, we can I've Ooh. Talked ad nauseum about probably why. Like lately, feeling 30 is just like such a dread, and I feel like there's so many things I needed to accomplish, and I'm like, you know, I'm not really where I would like to be, quite physically. I'm not where Girl. I would like to be. So like, you know, I have all this like dread, but like realistically, like most of it is God's timing, like I can't help that. So it's just kind of like, you know what? 30's coming. And like, 30's a new 20, they say.
Yes, it is, honey.
30's a new 20.
Might I add, look at me, like, and there's no Botox, no fillers, none of that. And not to say that if you get that, it's wrong, because hello, I'm not taking that out of the table, honey. If there's a moment in time where I want to get a little touch up, I'll do it. But as of now, I don't see a huge need for it, but you know, again, that can change. So anyways, just throwing that out there.
You look great.
There are 30 year olds out there that we are still Botox and lip filler free. Again, nothing wrong with it. I might even get a little some, you know, maybe in a few months, who knows, but yeah.
So I'm going to disagree a little bit with that. I do not think any of us need it. We are fine the way we are. Don't get lip filler. If your lips are smaller, it's whatever. If you like, you don't need Botox. Having laugh lines yeah, just makes you need laugh it. A lot. And that's okay. But, you know, if you do get it, I respect that. That's your decision. But I don't think you do.
Yes, you definitely don't. No yeah, one does.
I don't think you do. Like, yeah.
I mean, if you feel like, you know, doing it, obviously, like, it's not whatever. But, you know, no one needs it. We're beautiful just the way we are.
Yeah, exactly. Period. As long as, like, the most important thing care. Is. Yes. And the most important thing is, like, your health. So, like, you know, if you need to change some things for your health, if you need to, sometimes people get Botox for, like, headaches, okay?
Like migraines, yeah.
Yeah, that migraines. Helps. Yeah, headaches.
I'm also very scared, so I don't really like needles.
Yeah.
And I couldn't even get a facial, and I was, like, already crying.
Aw. Yeah, so I don't see Botox in the future or lip fillers for you in the future, but...
I'm going to come back, and my face is going to be different. Just kidding.
But anyway, yeah, okay. So, any advice for our fellow 20-year-olds that you have? Like, what are some things that you've seen? Like, are the skies clearer? Do the birds sound sweeter?
I guess I'll preface this by saying, like, before, like, I think 29 was like, oh my gosh, that year was a very emotional year. I think to your point, it's like, you're kind of like in limbo because you're not really like in your early 20s. You're not really 30 yet, but you're also like in this weird stage, especially I think being like, obviously I'm not married. I don't have kids, you know, all of this. Obviously, yes, I'm in a relationship, but not married, I don't have kids. So it's just like this weird spot of just coming to terms with like, it's almost like grieving. Like there's a lot of grief with it because it's like you're grieving the life you thought you were going to have and you're coming to terms and you're coming to the realization of like where you're at and like, how did you get here? You know, for good, the bad or the worst, like you just come to the realization, okay, this is my life. And like, you have to come to terms with that. So 29 was I feel like my last 20, the 20 from like 26 to 29 were just like super like, oh, these are like, you know, I'm getting older. Like there's no stopping. And, you know, honestly, looking back, like I said, I thought I would be married by 25. I thought there's so many things that I thought were going to happen and they didn't. And then there's things that I didn't think would happen and they did. Right. So it's just one of those things where like leading up to it was definitely worse. I wouldn't say worse, but it was more like emotional than actually turning 30. So I think, I don't know why I had this idea of like, oh my God, time's running out. And then once I turn 30, I'm like, oh, like it's a whole new world. Like it's a whole new decade. It's like, then you start getting hopeful again. You're like, oh wow. Like my life, like I have the opportunity to like, you know, to learn like what I did in my 20s, the good, the bad, whatever, and create a better future for myself and whatever that looks like. So now you're just like more confident. I don't know. It's like this kind of confidence too that comes with it. And I don't know. I can't speak for everybody else, but that's just me. I'm 30 years old. Like, honey, you've lived some things. Okay. Yeah. But if you're 30, you have lived through some things, through some relationships, through life experiences. I mean, those things are just truly like what's going to carry you into your 30s, and just let whatever good or bad experience, let it shape you and, you know, use that and feel that for the better, not for the worse. It's kind of just like a clean slate in a way. You're kind of like, all right, God, like, let's do this. And yeah, so my 30s have been, you know, obviously there are things that, you know, you're still going to struggle. I'm not saying, oh my God, you're going to be 30. Everything's going to be great.
Yeah. But, everything's actually going to line up the moment you turn 30, you guys. You didn't know that?
Exactly. But yeah, I don't know. I just feel different, mature. Look at me. I'm like, you're a little bit more confident. Like I said, you lived through some things, but I guess just kind of breaking it down. Look at me. I'm like breaking it down. Just like a few pointers. I'd probably say like the biggest thing for me, and I'll do like five, but the biggest thing is obviously to like keep God first. I think if I would tell my 20-year-old self is to keep God first and to really have a relationship with him, because that's really going to set the tone for every other relationship you have. And like, even if I think your 20s, you also start realizing like your childhood and how you were raised and a lot of the things that have affected you from your childhood. Not everyone. I mean, everyone's has had like, you know, some kind of, I want to say trauma, but just different upbringings, right? Yeah. So I think like in your 20s, you start kind of realizing like, oh, like I'm this way because I was raised this way, or like I, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so I think like, even though you might not have had the perfect parents, you know, we all serve a perfect God. And like, I think if you have a relationship with him, you can be like, oh, okay. Like my parents were just adults. Then you come to terms with like, oh, my parents were just adults trying to do their best, you know? So, I think having a relationship with God is like the most important thing, because that's going to set the tone for every other relationship in your life. And keeping you on the right path. And obviously life is not easy and your 20s are just so, they're so just like, I don't know how to explain it. But there's so much like ups and downs. You're really just trying to figure out life and trying to figure out like this adulthood that you really need to have that faith that keeps you grounded and keep a good support system, like your family. Like for me, it was always my family. Like anytime something big or small would happen, like I always had God and then obviously my family. So, but yeah, what do you think? What about you? What would you say?
Okay.
Would you agree?
I would agree. I'm going to echo off of what you said. I think like a relationship with God is so important because it's kind of like the thing you have to lean back on when everything goes haywire. You know, it, like your 20s, like you said, are kind of, you're growing, you're learning yourself, the way our society has, has turned is you're an adult, but you're not, like, we're not the same type of adults our grandparents were in their 20s.
Yeah, so, times change.
Yeah, so your 20s are just kind of like, I don't want to, be too, I think, was it Kylie Jenner that said, it's a time of realizing. Sometimes we just need to realize. But I do think it is.
That's me every day. They're transformational. That's what I was going
to
say.
Transformational. That's the right word. Yeah. And I agree. You need God to do that with you because there's going to be
Especially right now.
There's going to be such dark times and there'll be happy times and you're going to need God during the happy times to humble you too. I mean, that's something that we all need to be. I need to be humbled constantly. Maybe not constantly, but like I do need to be humbled sometimes. So you need God with you in the good and the bad.
The good and the bad. Seriously, guys. Like, I think obviously speaking from someone who is not perfect and I messed up a lot, which is actually my second point, but we won't get to that right now. you're going to need God to keep you on the right path. And because, you know, if you go to college, you're just deciding so many things in your 20s and they're just so pivotal. And I wish that I had taken my relationship with God, more seriously, honestly, especially in the beginning of my college years. I was kind of a little wild. I mean, I never went off like the rails, but still I wish I would have, prioritized that more for sure. And like my prayer life and, that also brings you godly friends and community and stuff like that. Definitely keep God first. And then my other thing, my point was, I think it's a huge thing. And like, it's not being afraid to fail. And granted, when we were in our 20s, I'm like 55, but when we were in our 20s, Snapchat and social media, it was there, but it wasn't, I feel like, as prominent as now. And so I just feel like the whole comparison and everything, it's almost like you're so afraid to even try or to even put yourself out there because you're so afraid to fail and what others. I mean, I think for us, it was more like we just didn't want to be failures to ourselves and to our parents. But I feel like now that's added a different element because it's like now you're afraid to be seen by, your friends or whatever online. Like, let's say you want to be a social media content creator, but you're like, oh my God, like, I'm afraid to fail. Like, what if I don't make it? Or what if I don't do this? And now all of a sudden you have your videos and everything online for everyone to see, And like, that's something that even I had to kind of get used to in the beginning. It's like, oh, my coworkers might see my video and they probably think I'm like silly or something. Not being afraid to fail. Not me trying to look at the time. Don't be afraid to fail. I swear I had the best times and moments in my 20s because I literally decided to go for it. And not being afraid to follow your dreams. And even if it looks silly and dumb to other people, as long as you believe in yourself and have that confidence that you could do anything, you can literally do anything. I remember I came from a dancing world, so I used to be in drill team that was like really big here in Texas. And I decided to pursue that outside of college. So when I was in college, I had friends in the industry that were cheerleaders, and I was like, hey, that looks fun. I want to try it. And I'm so thankful, girl. Like, looking back, I'm like, wow, I honestly can't believe my 21-year-old self did that. Like, I really did that. I was that girl. And even now in my 30s, I'm like, oh, I've been 30 for like 2 seconds. But like, even now, I always think back to like what my 21-year-old self was doing. And honestly, at 21, I was not out, at the bar getting crazy. I was literally doing my costume and practicing my dancing to go to these auditions and, you know, pursue my dreams. And I'm like, wow, like I am so proud of, you know, my 21-year-old self for actually doing that. I think I would be more shy now to try out for a team. So again, never be afraid to fail, because that, at least that means you're trying. And you're going to do a lot of things in your 20s that you think, oh my God, this is going to be it. And you end up loving it. And then there's going to be things that you're like, oh, why did I even try that? But hey, at least you tried. And even if you failed, now you know what you like and what you don't like. And you just never know how life's going to turn out. So
yeah, I just, before you get to the next part, I want to add one little part to that.
Yeah.
Especially if you are single and you don't have any like real responsibilities, obviously, you know, pay your bills. But like, if you want to go skydiving and you don't have to be, I'm just an example, and you don't have to be home to breastfeed your child. Like, if you don't have those type of like responsibilities, now's the time, make the mistakes, do the things. That's been my motto the last, I'll say like maybe 3 years. I've been like, you know what? I have no responsibility. Like if some, well, I don't want to say, never mind, I'm not going to say that. But like, I have no responsibilities. Like I'm going to do this thing and it really doesn't affect anyone but me. I mean,
yes,
you know, you guys know what I mean. So I'm going to do it. I'm going to try it.
Absolutely. And that's one of my things that I was going to say too, just to kind of add on, is just like, life is beautiful and then life is short. So don't take it too seriously. I think a lot of us, like, especially if you're kind of a people pleaser or overachiever, you kind of tend to think a lot, because you're so afraid to do something because maybe it's not going to work out, or like you're thinking of all these scenarios. But I'm like, honestly, your 20s, like those are literally what they're for. I mean, obviously don't be crazy and like never take anything serious, but you know, there is a time and for everything. So like, yeah, book that trip, go skydiving with your friends. I mean, go freaking travel the world. Yeah. And I remember like podcast. In college. Exactly. And I think we just have such an advantage now, because there's so many like things that we could be a part of, and you can even go travel by yourself, and not really by yourself, because I'm sure there's like apps where you can connect with people, and like, you know, there's like travel groups and stuff. So you really, I mean, I remember like my fondest memories is like doing like spontaneous stuff with my friends. And again, I've been, you know, I was single for a lot of my 20s. I mean, I was in and out of relationships, which that's a whole different podcast. But yeah, like I remember for my 19th birthday, I was just out of college. I was starting community college, actually. And I remember me and my friend, we were in the library. And then all of a sudden we were just like, oh girl, I think New York would be so fun. Like we just started talking about New York, and then we literally booked a flight that same night at the library, and then we flew out like a few days later.
I love it.
And it was just like, girl,
that's and I'm life. Like,
seriously, yes. And I was just thinking about this because it made me reflect. So I remember we were talking about how what the podcast episode was going to be about tonight. So I was just like, I was just kind of thinking like, oh, let me go down memory lane in my 20s. I'm like, honestly, like it was fun. I lived in a different city. I mean, in 20, I don't know if you guys follow me on Instagram, but Style and Smile, this is my low key. High key plug. But you know, if you follow me for a while, I mean, you've been through it all, the college life, the dynamo. I was, I was a cheerleader. And then in 2018, I moved to Dallas. So I lived in Dallas for 2 years. I literally packed my bags and left, because I felt like in my heart, I knew Houston's going to be home, but I just always knew I wanted to live in a different city. I didn't even care if I was still in Texas. And like, I can honestly say that I'm so glad I did that. Like, it really shapes your character. It like changes you for the better. You learn so much about being like, especially as a woman, like moving out on your own. Like, that's such a boss girl move. 100%. Now that I think about it.
Yeah.
Again, maybe. And then it's part of being in your 20s that you're not really like self-aware of like maybe like the consequences or like the danger, because it is kind of dangerous to live alone in a new city. But I wasn't scared. Like, and if you tell me that now, I would be a little bit more like, oh, like thinking about it a little bit more. It's not that just easy to pack up and go. And now I get it, why people are like, if you're single, honestly, the world is your oyster. Like, go live in a different city, go freaking live in Europe for a month or 2 months, whatever, because it's like, you're never gonna get these years back.
Yeah.
Period. So, yeah. But yeah, I kind of did it a little bit of everything.
What's number three?
Friends. So this is kind of huge. I put like friends. It's more to have quality over quantity.
Amen.
And yes, ma'am. And I think that, and this is something I really had to kind of tough pill to swallow is that, like, not every friendship is going to carry you through your entire life. Some friendships are seasonal. Some friendships are just what they are. Like, sometimes it's just a coworker friendship, right? You guys kind of have a little bit of banter at work, and that's just it. You know, sometimes we, like, I remember I used to, like, well, it's not that, like, I get very attached to people. Like, I'm just kind of like, I'm a big lover girl. So, you know, once I like you, I'm like, I want to keep you forever and ever. And so it was hard for me to kind of come to terms with, like, not everyone's going to be a part of your life forever. Mm-hmm. And, it literally sucks. And sometimes it's like, you know, how they're like, oh, fresh. They're like, have you been through a heartbreak? Oh, but you haven't been through a friendship, like, breakup. And honestly, friendship breakups hurt, especially yeah. when you don't know why. Nothing really happened. There wasn't a fight or anything. You guys just kind of both, you know, fell off or whatever. And honestly, as long as you have one or two good friends, like, that's really all you need. Like, don't be worried about, oh my gosh, I gotta change myself, or I gotta change the way I think, or I gotta hide parts of who I am because I want them to accept me. I think a lot of your 20s, you walk around like wanting to be seen and heard and accepted, but
that's good.
You kind of learn in your 30s that you're like, oh, it's okay for people not to like me, and it's okay. You know, I'm not gonna be everyone's cup of tea, and I also don't want to have to hide who I am and what I think and what I believe to keep that friendship, because if they really were true friends, they would, you know, we would be able to disagree and still be friends, you know? So you kind of just have to love people where they're at and take them for what they are. That goes for relationships too, but yeah, quality over quantity for sure.
Yeah. And just piggybacking off of that really quick. Sometimes friends are just your friends you hang out and do stuff with, and that's okay. You don't have to have, and I learned this last couple of years in my 20s, you don't
this
have
to. This is an overshare.
Yeah. Say that again.
Like, if you're an overshare.
Yeah, like, yeah. If you're an overshare, like, and I'm sometimes an overshare. Sometimes I'll say stuff and I'm like, oh my God, why did I say that?
I'm an overshare every day.
But like, some friends are just friends that you do stuff with, and you don't have to be super deep with them, and that's okay. And yeah. as long as you do have those good, godly Christian friendships, people that will hold you accountable, that you can still laugh with, you know, you don't want people, your whole relationship is like them, you know, like
yeah.
beating you over the head, but like, you want people you can laugh with, you can have fun with, as long as you have a couple of those. And then you can have tons of people that, oh, I'm going to the park, anybody want to come with me? Like, spend time with those people, but they don't have to be your close friends that know every single personal thing about you. And that's, I think that's just a huge tip. That's what I learned. And I feel so much peace realizing that. It just brought me so much peace.
I love that. And yeah, it is tough because, like I said, if you're someone that, like, you get attached, or you just, you know, you love having that, you know, companionship, friendship, or whatever. But it's okay, you know, like, things happen, and, you know, you just have to be thankful for that season that they were in your life. So
yeah, 100%.
I think that's also super important. And obviously, sometimes people just change, or we drift apart and we want different things, et cetera, et cetera. But the last two is kind of the same, but actually they're not the same. The fourth, we kind of already touched on it, but it was like, your beauty, true beauty comes from God and the way that you feel about yourself. And honestly, beauty is fading. Like, you're not always gonna be 20. And like, that's something that even right now I'm like, oh wow, like, you know, you are getting older, and you are getting a little bit more, you know, I'm gonna say wrinkly, but you know what I mean. You're getting older, and you're not always gonna be this young. So don't dwell on like, I want to change this, I want to change that, I hate myself, I hate my body, you know, but really learn how to have a good, healthy relationship with yourself. And if you wouldn't say that something like mean or rude to other people and about their appearance, like, don't say that to yourself, you know, and be graceful with yourself. There's so many things that change with your physical body, you know, you gain weight, you lose weight, but just like loving yourself through the entire process. And I know that's easier said than done. But yeah, I mean, truly, like, I think positive self-talk is something that even I was like, oh, I'm super confident. Like, I'm not, you know, I don't have any self-esteem issues, but then you realize like, oh, maybe I do. Like, then you start kind of noticing, like, maybe I do. And just reminding yourself that, you know, beauty comes from God, and He made us all beautiful in our own ways. And really, you know, believing that in your heart so that nothing or no one that anybody else says will affect you. But obviously life's not perfect and we're always going to have moments of like, you know, self-doubt and stuff, but just again, give yourself grace and you might not feel beautiful every single day, but, you know, just remind yourself that true beauty is on the inside and it's because God, you know, gives that to us. So that's just my little pep talk. What else? I guess that the last thing is just like, this could probably be a whole other podcast, but just relationships.
Ooh, dating sexy. And relationships. We should have a relationship episode. Like, we haven't done one. We should have a relationship episode.
We definitely should. I think just like, you know, it's okay to like date and it's okay that, you know, if you're not married, like the world does not end just because you're not married and you don't have kids. Like, I think I was a little bit more emotional about that when I was like 26, 27, because I felt like 30 was just so daunting and like, oh my God, I'm so old. My life is over. But again, now being on this side, it's like, oh, like I still have time. Like the world didn't end. And, you know, once we realized that, like, why would you try to rush that process? If God hasn't brought that person to your life, it's for a reason. And I truly believe that. And it's like, instead of, I wish I wouldn't have paid so much attention and just, you know, I guess went through all the heartache. Obviously it turns out for the best, right? But I just wish if I could tell myself, my younger self, something, it'd just be like, don't dwell so much on having a relationship just to say that you have someone, you know, and just knowing your worth. Like, I wish, obviously you go through these experiences and you learn better and you do better. But I just wish I could tell myself, like, those boys that are like giving you a hard time or whatever, like, they're not worth it. Like, they are not worth it, sis. They're not worth the heartache. They're not worth, like, if someone's treating you poorly and you have to literally fight tooth and nail for them to like notice you or to treat you like a decent human being, like, it is not worth it, girl. Like, just be single, be content in the season that God has you in. And, you know, again, everything happens in God's timing. I know that's kind of cheesy. And for a lot of us, you know, we've been waiting, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, it's like just being content and truly happy with who you are. Again, that goes back to like having a relationship with God and, you know, having an identity that's rooted in God so that you can go out to the world, even if you're dating and like it doesn't work out or whatever, you know, you're like, hey, I'm putting healthy boundaries up. And, you know, whoever wants to be in my life, wouldn't cost me to go through all this heartbreak, you know? So yeah, that's kind of like my little two cents, but yeah, the world doesn't end just because you're 30 and you're not married or have kids. It's all in God's timing. And it's, like I told my sister and I told everybody, like, I would much rather be single than be in the wrong relationship or
100%.
Worse, be in the wrong marriage. Like, can you imagine like waking up and be like, this is not the person that I should have married? Like, that's even more like scary to me.
The saying, it's better to marry late than marry wrong, is very true. And I just and that's the last, we're gonna wrap it up now. Yeah. But I just want to add to that really quick, everybody, like, you know, I'm not in a relationship, so I'm gonna have Isabel like really like, we'll end on that. But it's so important to not get caught up in what so many people are saying about like still being single in your 30s, that you settle. And I don't mean settle as in like, oh, he's not 6 feet, because like that rule is ridiculous. That rule is ridiculous. I mean, sure, we all like it, but like not dating someone because of that, that's dumb and stupid. But I mean, settling in the sense of like, well, he doesn't really go to church, or like, yeah, right. I mean, he yells at me and he punched the wall once, and like, it was wrong, but like, I really want to be married. Like, don't do that. Like
overlooking the red flags. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Who they don't see, do like, that.
Yes. And I mean, again, I'm going to hush because I can literally go on for years, but no, seriously, like who they are is who they are. Like, don't try to paint exactly. And I think a lot of women, especially in our 20s, we love projects, and you don't need to be dating a project. You need to be dating a partner.
You're not a foster girlfriend.
You're not a foster. Exactly. And we are not Bob the Builders. Okay. Like, his mama didn't raise him. Then that's not your responsibility.
No.
Like I said, if I wanted a child, I would have one, but I don't. So So you want a partner that is equally as invested and is leading you, right? So it's like, and honestly, like I said, it's not supposed to be this like crazy heartache. One day you're crying, one day you're not, like,
right.
It's really not. And I think a lot of the times, like, the media portrays that. Like, I actually was watching a show. I love Sex and the City, by the way, but it's not the best show to watch. But it's just crazy how, like, the media has kind of put that in our heart. Like, it's supposed to be this fairy tale and, you know, it's whatever. And, you know, get swept off your feet. And honestly, no, like, you need to be very critical about who you're dating. Mm-hmm. And, like, what you see is what you get. Like, mm-hmm. if a guy is not doing the things that you want him to do now, it is not going to change when he's engaged. It's definitely not going to change when he's married. Like, mm-hmm. if he's not even taking you out on dates now, he's not going to take you on dates when you're married, and vice versa. You know, whatever he's doing now, that's what you need to be expecting, and nothing more or less, you know? So, but yeah, it's much better to be single than to be with the wrong person, or better yet, be in the wrong marriage. Or, you know, there are friends, obviously, Mal, you're 29, so you're almost my age. Like, there's friends that have been married and are divorced. I mean, I don't know about your circle, but, like, I know people, I know friends of friends that, like, I mean, people are my age and they're divorced. So, like, you know, and no shame to anyone. I'm just saying, like, don't feel like you have to rush, and definitely like overlook things in your partner just because, oh my goodness, I don't want to be that bride, that 30-year-old bride. Which now I'm like, honey, people think I'm in my 20s anyways.
Right. You're going to be beautiful. I cannot wait for the announcement. Hopefully, you know, you'll like send me the exclusive or something. Maybe we can do a blog post. I don't know. But I'm excited for you.
So silly. Thanks, Kane. Thanks. I'm being delusional. I'm just kidding.
She loves
me. And I will say that I feel like, and that's the note I'll end on, but anything can happen. And okay, look at me. I'm like, anything happen. Your life can literally change in a year. And I'm not just talking like relationship, just like your life can literally change. You could be here now, and then like in a year from now, living your best life in Europe. You just never know what, like a whole year, you could be living a totally different life. You could be married, you could be engaged, you could have a kid, you could be broken up with, but we're going to end a positive. No.
Ideally, marriage is what we're thinking a year from now. But yes, everybody, thank you all so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode and hope you got a lot out of it. Isabel, thanks so much for coming on. Hopefully we can, in the next week or so, we can do another one. Tell everybody how to find you again.
Oh, I thought you said how fine I am. I'm like, girl, I'm done. Like, okay. Yes. So I am on all social media platforms, TikTok, Instagram. What else? Like to know it. It's going to be the same handle. So Style and Smile, STYLEANDSMILEE that's my email. But yeah, Style and Smile. That's where you can find me. For brand partnerships or collaborations, go ahead and click the link in my bio. But truly.
Yes.
Thanks for having me, Mel.
Thanks so much for coming on. Everybody, don't forget to give us a 5-star rebate. Whoa. I was about to say rebating.
I had 2 cups of coffee, so I'm like with you, sister.
A 5-star rating and a review. And just tell us how much you love us. All right, you guys, have a great day, night.
Blow up our egos.
Yeah, please do. Have a great day, night, evening, however, wherever you're listening. Bye.
Bye, guys. All right.